Judith Powell, radiology review, paragraph, left knee MRI. A multi-sequence, multi-planar MRI of the left knee of diagnostic quality was made available, period. Paragraph, imaging demonstrates, MRI of the left knee demonstrates mild chondromalacia of the patella articular cartilage. The femoral-tibial articular cartilage is normal, period. Paragraph, the osseous structures of the left knee are normal, period. Paragraph, the quadriceps tendon and the patella tendon are normal, period. The semimembranosus tendon of the hamstrings demonstrates a multiloculated ganglion cyst surrounding it. Period, the size of this cyst measures 8.5 millimeters, period. Correction, 14 millimeters by 6 millimeters, period. The remainder of the hamstring tendons are normal, period. The menisci, paragraph, the medial meniscus has a normal signal throughout, period. There's one image in the sagittal sequence that demonstrates a possibility of a small undersurface tear at the periphery of the medial meniscus in the posterior horn, period. This is only visualized on this one image, therefore difficult to call that definitively, period. Just posterior to the PCL is another bilobulated ganglion cyst, period. This measures 6.9 by 8.3 millimeters, period. There's a small popliteal cyst, period. Paragraph. All visualized ligaments are normal, including the ACL, PCL, MCL, and LCL, period. The ligament of Risberg, just posterior to the PCL, is also well visualized, period. Paragraph, impression. Left knee MRI demonstrating two small ganglion cysts, one posterior to the PCL and one adjacent to the semimembranosus tendon, period. There's a possibility of a small peripheral undersurface medial meniscus tear, period. There's a small popliteal cyst, period. Thank you. Period. Paragraph, MRI of the right knee is a multi-sequence, multi-planar MRI of diagnostic quality. This demonstrates mild chondromalacia of the patellofemoral compartment. There's normal appearing articular cartilage of the femoral-tibial compartments, period. Paragraph, the osseous structures of the right knee are normal, period. Paragraph, they're similar to the left knee. There are, again noted, two ganglion cysts, one surrounding the semimembranosus and one just posterior to the PCL ligament, period. There's also a small popliteal cyst, period. Paragraph, the visualized menisci do not demonstrate any overt tearing, period. The normal inferior coronary ligament of the medial meniscus has the appearance of a tear. However, these are normal findings without any frank tearing, period. The visualized ligaments are all normal, including the ACL, PCL, MCL, and LCL, period. Again noted is a prominent ligament of Risberg just posterior to the PCL under the and routing under the PCL period. These are normal findings period. Paragraph impression, right knee MRI demonstrating two multilocular ganglion cysts, one adjacent to the semimembranosus and the other adjacent and just posterior to the PCL period. There are no overt meniscal tears. There's no osseous pathology. All ligaments are normal period. Paragraph. This demonstrates no overt osseous abnormalities, no fractures. There are no degenerative changes of the radiocapitellar joint or the ulnotrochlear joint period. The triceps tendon is normal. The bicep tendon is normal period. The extensor tendons demonstrates mild degenerative changes without frank tearing period. The flexor pronator mass demonstrates normal tendinous attachment period. Paragraph, the visualized ligamentous structures are normal, including the medial collateral ligament and the radial collateral ligament period. There's no, there's no significant abnormal effusion period. The soft tissues surrounding the elbow are normal period. There's no olecranon bursitis period. This slight soft tissue increase signal just overlying the olecranon period. Paragraph impression, mild soft tissue swelling around the olecranon, otherwise normal findings of the right elbow with mild degenerative changes of the common extensor tendon period. Thank you. Paragraph, MRI of the lumbar spine is a multi-sequence, multi-planar MRI of diagnostic quality. This demonstrates no overt osseous abnormalities period. The visualized disc spaces are normal from L12, L23, they're normal between L1 and 2, L2 and 3. Paragraph, the lumbar vertebra demonstrate normal osseous signal. There are no osseous abnormalities period. There is a small disc bulge at L5-S1. This does not impinge on the thecal sac. The neural foramina are patent at this level period. At L4-5, there's a small disc bulge with no canal or foraminal narrowing period. The levels between L1 and L4 are normal period. The conus is at the normal level and appears normal period. Paragraph impression, a small disc bulge at L4-5 and L5-S1 without neural compromise or canal stenosis or foraminal stenosis. Paragraph, MRI of the cervical spine was reviewed. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence MRI of diagnostic quality. This demonstrates loss of lordosis of the cervical spine period. The osseous structures that are visualized are normal period. At L4-5, there's a small posterior disc bulge without compromising the spinal cord period. there's a slight left-sided prominence to this disc bulge, slightly narrowing the left C4-5 foramen impaired. Paragraph. All visualized levels from C2 to C7 are essentially normal, except at the C4-5 level, where there is a small left paracentral disc bulge that is narrowing the left neural foramen and foramen period. Paragraph impression, left paracentral disc bulge affecting the C4-5 level and narrowing the left C4-5 neural foramen period.